Okay, so this is a hypnosis exercise called the ideal self. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable wherever you lay. Uncross your legs or arms. Find a comfy spot for your head, for your shoulders. Allow your jaw to unhinge. Allow your shoulders to drop down. And just allow your entire body to find a peaceful place to rest. So throughout this hypnosis session, you can allow yourself to forget about the sounds around you may hear. You may notice sounds, and when you do, you can just bring your attention back to your breath, back to the words that are being said, back to the sensations growing in your body. Those sounds, instead of bothering you, will help you focus on what is being said. The wonderful deep exhalations, the sensations in your body, and the messages that are important to you. As you allow things to just unfold throughout the hypnosis session, to let go of the need to control, analyze, question, you'll find you'll be able to drift into a deeply relaxed hypnotic state. You'll be able to pay attention to the messages that are meaningful for you, and you'll be able to disregard the rest. So now, with your eyes open, look straight upwards as if you're looking straight through the top of your head, looking through your eyebrows, looking straight upwards. Gradually, you'll start to notice a slight strain in the lower lids as you stare upwards. Good. Now, taking a long, slow, deep breath in and hold it. Holding that breath, allow your eyelids to flutter closed as you continue to look upwards underneath those closed lids. Looking upwards, holding your breath with your eyelids closed. Looking upwards, holding your breath with your eyelids now closed. And now let that breath all the way out. Slowly relax your eyes to a comfortable position. And just like a balloon collapsing, all the air draining out, the tension leaves your body. The muscles begin to relax more and more. Your eyes relax to a comfortable position. And you can go deeper and deeper within yourself, to find that place within you that knows your feelings matter, that knows you're special. With every long, slow, deep breath in, either through your mouth, through your nose, in a comfortable, relaxed, natural way, bringing that breath in and every exhalation, you can relax more and more. Paying attention to your breath, with all of your focus, noticing the natural rhythmic flow of the breath as you breathe nice and deep and slow in, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen, and then exhaling out, letting go, drifting deeper and deeper into a comfortably relaxed hypnotic state. The air just gently flowing in and out, and every exhalation just letting go more and more. Letting go of tightness or tension in your jaw, in your neck. Letting your shoulders drop down and relax. Letting your arms go loose and limp and lazy-like. Letting your hands relax, fingers relax, all the muscles in your fingers and your hands just smooth out as they find a comfortable position. The muscles in your cheeks relax and smooth out, and the muscles in your forehead around your eyes. Relax. So much so that the little muscles at the corners of your eyes revolve in squinting. They just relax. The muscles around the eyes, under the eyes, the cheeks, the jaw begin to feel smoother, heavier, lighter, whatever feels right, whatever you notice. Just little by little, more and more with every breath, you relax in interesting and curious ways that are unique to you. And perhaps with every breath, if you let go of more tightness and tension, you let go of the events of the day before, just grounding down into this moment, just letting your mind and your body enjoy this mental and physical holiday. Time to just shut everything out, enjoy some deep relaxation, letting go, relaxing, not a care in the world. Paying attention only to the sound of my voice. Every other sound will drift off into the background as you drift deeper and deeper with every breath, with every word that is said, with every growing deep sensation of relaxation, letting your attention drift deep within you, deeper and deeper, finding that place deep within you that knows your feelings matter, that knows you're special. Drifting deeper and deeper with every exhalation. And because you're in charge of your mind, every time your mind drifts off, goes to making lists, goes to something that's inconsequential, you can bring your attention back to your breath. You can bring your attention back to the words being said, to the wonderful growing sensations of relaxation in your body. You can bring your attention back to just relaxing, to noticing with curiosity and surprise the growing sensations of relaxation in your body. By just allowing your mind to become still, more still as possible, drifting, not a care in the world, drifting more and more deep within yourself, and allowing every muscle to relax more and more with every exhalation, enjoying that wonderful state of calm tranquility, peacefulness, stillness by just letting go. Allowing your mind to drift deep within you. You may have already noticed how the chair, the bed, the sofa where you lay is supporting your body in a wonderfully comfortable way, as if you're being swaddled in a cradle of comfort. And as you notice the furniture supporting your body in a comfortable, pleasant, firm, but comfortable, soft way, you can drift deeper and deeper. And you can use your breath to guide you deeper into relaxation, to enjoy that mental and physical holiday. It's time for you to just disconnect. It's time for you to enjoy some calm, some peace, and some quiet, where you enjoy a deeper sense of relaxation than you felt in a long time. And as you drift deeper and deeper into a wonderfully relaxed hypnotic state, that's right, a wonderfully calm, relaxed hypnotic state. It can feel so good to relax this deeply. It can feel so wonderful to let your mind just settle, to imagine you're floating, not a care in the world. Your body relaxing deeper and deeper, becoming more still and calm in mind and body. A state of serenity, enjoying this relaxed state of being delightfully bathed in an ocean of calm, wave after wave, breath after breath, letting go of tightness and tension, letting go of wondering, analyzing, questioning, just letting go as you drift deeper and deeper into hypnosis, allowing yourself to just enjoy. Enjoy deep relaxation. Enjoy letting go. Enjoy drifting. And you'll be able to hear my voice as you relax deeply now. Noticing your breath. Noticing the gentle rise, rhythmic rise and fall of your chest happening all by itself. Breathing all by itself. My voice will continue to go with you as you relax more and more. And you can count downwards now at a pace, at a rate that feels right to you. You may count downwards one digit at a time, five numbers at a time, three numbers at a time, or 10, whatever feels right to you. Counting backwards from 300, only as fast as feels right to you. Perhaps you count with your breath. Perhaps you count as you please. However you count backwards, you'll drift deeper and deeper into a wonderful state of relaxation. Counting backwards at whatever pace feels right to you. Noticing now with greater curiosity and surprise, more and more relaxation that has settled into your fingertips, your fingers, your palms, your arms. Deeper relaxation that has settled into your toes, your feet, and your legs. Whatever you notice, just allow yourself to be comfortably aware, surprised, curious, relaxing more and more the muscles around the eyes, the forehead, the cheeks and the jaw, breathing as rhythmic and natural, wave upon wave of deep relaxation. And as you drift deeper and deeper, my voice will go with you and you'll hear it. And you can relax in many more different ways. Just noticing the words, the sounds of the words, the meaning of the words as they drift deeper and deeper to your own inner place of stillness and calm, drifting there more and more. Imagining your inner place of stillness and calm. And in this place of stillness and calm, all is quiet, peaceful. You may be in nature, you may be in a magical place. Wherever you are in your place of own, your stillness and calm, notice the words that resonate for you. Notice the growing sensation of calm in your body. Notice the suggestions that are meaningful to you. And notice how the breathing carries on all by itself as you grow more calm in this inner stillness and peace. As you grow more serene, more detached, you're curious, more surprised. And in a moment, I'll slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd simply like you to take 5 deep breaths, 1 at a time. And as you take each breath, 1 at a time, I'd like you to let each breath out as quickly as you can. And as you do, I'd like you to simply notice how you sink down, much more deeply relaxed, more serene, more calm, more peaceful than you felt in a long time. Good. So now, taking 1 deep breath in, good. And when you're ready, just let it go. Let it out as quick as you can. And let yourself sink deeper and deeper all the time. And 2, another deep breath in. Good, and you can let it go as quick as you can, letting your whole body sink down more and more now. Just let it go. Let go and enjoy. Enjoy the peace, enjoy the serenity, enjoy the calm. And 3, when you're ready, another deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go, sinking deeper and deeper into comfort. Not a care in the world, nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. And 4, another very deep breath. This time when you exhale, let go of any remaining tension. Just let it all go. Exhale, now let it go. Sinking deeper and deeper into comfort. Letting go of everything but the comfort you feel throughout your entire body. Letting go of everything but the joy, the curiosity, the surprise you feel. Letting go of everything but the serenity you feel, the calm, the stillness, the peace. And 5, when you're ready, a deep breath in now. Good, and let it go, sinking deeper and deeper, relax more and more. More still. More calm, more quiet than you felt in a long time. Enjoying more and more than you have in a long time. And now I'm going to ask you to take another deep breath. Fill your lungs and chest with nourishing oxygen and hold that breath until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do so, you'll feel yourself sagging limply back, becoming much more relaxed, drifting into a deeper, pleasant, hypnotic trance than you may have thought possible, but enjoying it more and more. All right, take that very full, deep breath and hold it. Holding. And holding. And let it go. Let yourself go very relaxed. Let your whole body drift down more and more peace, more comfortable, more relaxed. Every time you exhale, you'll notice your mind drifts deeper and deeper into a quiet inner state where thoughts slow down. Slow down as if you're not thinking about much at all. And you'll continue to relax, enjoying this quiet inner stillness in your own inner world, the stillness you now experience. And in this stillness where all is quiet and safe, and you are at peace, you are okay, everything's okay. And this state of being okay is where you will get to. This state of stillness, of serenity and calm, as you quiet that inner critic, as you overrule him, talk over him, as you replace his unkind words with compassion and caring, with optimism and encouragement. This inner critic that has been a part of you for a while will go quiet, will drift into the background, and eventually it'll disappear. And when that happens, you'll enjoy the experience you have right now. The experience you have right now, where you feel at peace, where you feel calm, where you feel quiet, where your thoughts have slowed down. This will become your reality. And in this reality, where your thoughts are still and quiet, where you feel that deep relaxation, that peace, things are easy. Life is easy. There's a sense of deep strength, a deep confidence, deep knowledge. Things feel easy. Things feel calm. Things feel quiet. There's a self-assurance. There's a decisiveness. There's a vision that comes when things are quieter, when things are more peaceful, when things are calmer and serene as you feel right now. As you quiet that inner critic, this is what it'll feel like. This will be what it feels like for your thoughts to slow down, to feel that confidence, that strength, that serenity, that peace. This here, right now, is what it'll feel like. Things will feel easy. They'll feel less effortful. You'll feel more decisive. You'll feel more optimistic, more positive, more persistent. You'll know, as you know right now, life is much easier than the critic would have you believe. Life is much, much easier than the critic will have you believe. So this begs the question, do you need the critic anymore? Is the critic truly serving you anymore? Is it a meaningful part of your life anymore? As you're quiet, and I'm quiet, and you think about the wonderful serenity you feel right now, the ease, the deep relaxation, the stillness, ask yourself, does this critic still serve you? Does this critic help you in any meaningful way? Does this critic fill you with the same level of optimism, confidence, energy, decisiveness, strength that you feel in this moment? And if your answer is no, ask yourself, then does it serve me? Bring back to mind recent times where you felt more of this calm. Recent times where you felt more of this confidence, more of this energy, more of this decisiveness, more of the peace, the quiet. Bring back to mind now times, even if just for a glimmer, a moment, 10 moments, an hour, a whole day perhaps, where you felt more of this calm, more of this quiet, more of this confidence, this optimism, this energy, this decisiveness. Bring this back to mind as I'm quiet. Good. Now all those feelings, I want you to turn the volume up. Amplify them, make them stronger, make them more powerful. Really allow yourself to enjoy those moments of calm, those moments of quiet, confidence, decisiveness, peace, serenity, strength, determination, optimism, energy. Turn the volume up. Amplify those sensations. Amplify the memory. Amplify the experience. It might be curious for you to realize that some people make it a concerted effort to develop the new habit of being positive, optimistic, confident, calm. Some people make it a habit to think positively of themselves, a compulsive habit that they practice over and over. To think of themselves in repeatedly positive ways, to bring compassion and understanding to any mistakes they make, to be forgiving and to let things go. Some people practice this habit compulsively over and over again and build the habit stronger. To see themselves more positively, to be caring and kind towards themselves, they build this habit. And you too can make this habit for yourself. To be kinder to yourself, more positive, optimistic, confident, and encouraging. And because of that, you'll feel happier if you build this habit. Now, taking a moment to ask yourself, are you ready to take bolder, more determined steps towards building this habit of seeing yourself in kinder, more optimistic, confident, encouraging ways? Are you ready to begin taking more bolder steps, more consistent steps to make this a habit of yours? Take a moment now to visualize, to bring to mind how you will repeatedly develop this new habit of thinking kinder, positive, encouraging, kinder, positive, and encouraging. How will you do this day to day? How will you be more compassionate, more kinder, more positive, more encouraging, willing to let things go? Just let it go. To allow yourself to have whoopsies, mistakes, and to move on, just let it go. Oh well. On to the next thing. Brush it off. Take a moment to visualize that now. Take a moment to imagine. Take a moment to see yourself being kinder, more positive, more encouraging, more optimistic, letting things go. Give yourself that sense of pleasure now. Feel that optimism. Feel that kindness. Feel that caring. That generosity. Feel the encouragement. Feel the flexibility. It's okay to feel some discomfort, some resistance. It only means you're doing it. Because it's new, it'll feel uncomfortable. That's good. That means you're learning. That means you're growing. That means you're growing and stepping in uncomfortable ways. Resistance and discomfort is a good sign. It means you're doing new things. You're expanding your horizons. You're growing. You're learning. You're finding new ways. You're being inventive. That's all good. Notice the kind words, the positivity, the encouragement, the flexibility. I can be kind to myself. Repeat it quietly to yourself. I can be flexible, forgiving with myself. I can be encouraging. I can be optimistic with myself. I can be kind with myself. I can be flexible and forgiving with myself. I can be encouraging and optimistic with myself. Repeating those to yourself again, quietly. I can be kind to myself. I can be flexible and forgiving with myself. I can be encouraging with myself. I can be optimistic with myself. And notice the feeling you have in your body. Notice the sensations of ease, of calm, of comfort, serenity. Things feel lighter. Things feel easier. More forgiving, more tolerant, more accepting. Life is easier. Notice those feelings in your body. Enjoy them. Let yourself enjoy them. Watch the movie of how good it feels to be at peace, to be calm, confident, encouraging, positive, kind, optimistic. Watch the movie of you being calm, confident, encouraging, positive, optimistic, flexible and forgiving. Watch this movie. See it inside your body. Feel it inside your body. Hear it, notice it, sense it, see how easy things are. So making a commitment to yourself throughout the day, any day, if you hear yourself, sense yourself, feel yourself being harsh, being inflexible and unforgiving, being pessimistic and negative, you will stop. You will see a stop sign, an octagonal red and white stop sign, and you will stop. You will stop everything. You will stop. You will notice the tension, tightness. You will notice the shame. You will notice the harshness, the inflexibility, the negativity. You will stop. And you will know this is not the truth. This is not the way. You will stop everything. You will put your pen down. You will push away from the computer. You will stand up. You will take a stand against this harsh critic. You will physically take a stand against this harsh critic. You will hear yourself say no. You will stop, take a stand, and say no. This is not the way. This is not the truth. No. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, you're not seeing through proper glasses, through proper lenses. This is the old critic. You will stop. You will take a stand, physically take a stand, spread your feet, take a strong, stiff stand. Say no aloud, say no in your head, and you will know this is not the truth, this is not the way. And instead, put your hand on your heart or your tummy. Take a deep breath. bring kindness. Say something kind to yourself. Bring flexibility and forgiveness. Be encouraging. And be optimistic. Bring in the light. Get rid of the darkness, the tension, the tightness. Get rid of the inner critic. Step into the light. Step towards growth, learning, persistence, optimism, kindness, compassion. Step towards where real growth, real knowledge, real wisdom is. So whenever you hear the critic, you feel the critic, you feel that tightness, that tension, that shame, that guilt, that harshness in your body, notice it in your head, you will stop. Stop everything. Push away. Put your pencil down. Stand up. Take a stand, spread your feet, say no aloud in your head. This is not the way, this is not the truth. Step towards kindness. Step towards flexibility and forgiveness. Step towards encouragement. Step towards optimism. So one more time, when you notice the critic, the tightness, the tension, the guilt, the shame, the harshness, the old familiar habit, you will stop everything. You will take a stand, physically stand up, spread your legs firm and tall. You will say no aloud in your mind, and then you will take some breaths, calm, and walk towards kindness. Walk towards flexibility and forgiveness. Walk towards encouragement and optimism. You can do this. From the very first moment you listen to this recording, you began making more changes in your life. Your own inner drive for health, well-being, optimism, happiness. Your own inner drive to be accepted socially, to feel comfortable is there. And you can enjoy the calmer, confident you as you grow more calm, more kind, more flexible, more encouraging, and more optimistic. You're on this path. You're persisting more. The confidence is growing. There's more you can do as you continue to embrace kindness, flexibility, and forgiveness, encouragement, and optimism. Your mind will naturally focus more often on these things. You'll become more resourceful in how you are kind, more resourceful in how you're flexible and forgiving with yourself, more resourceful in how you're more encouraging and more optimistic. And you'll notice your confidence growing, your decisiveness growing, your ease in social situations growing. You'll notice it more and more. The journey's already started. You're already on your way. So when you notice it, allow yourself to enjoy that calmer, quieter, encouraging, flexible, optimistic you. Enjoy this calmer and confident you. Greater ease in so many situations, more decisive, more optimistic, happier, laughing more. So in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 7. And you'll open your eyes. And at the count of 7, you'll feel more alert, without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy. And at the count of 7, you'll know it is time to become alert again. And you'll open your eyes, returning to the room around you, feeling refreshed, awake, determined. So now I will count from 1 to 7. 1. Two. Three. Four. Becoming more aware as sounds around, outside of the room, outside of the building, outside of the hallway. Becoming more aware of your fingers and toes, your arms and your legs. 5, more aware of the sound of my voice, the sounds inside the room, the feel of the furniture against your body. 6, being able to slowly wiggle your fingers and toes, moving your tongue around, shifting in the furniture. Feeling so comfortable, not wanting to return to the room around, but knowing it's time to come back to the room around. Enjoying the deep sensation of relaxation and calm and quiet. And 7, when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around, feeling refreshed, a deep sense of well-being, a deep sense of calm that'll stay with you.